you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
CJSF is practicing social distancing, so this episode was produced remotely.
Yeah. All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, home of Burnaby Rock, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory high atop Burnaby Mountain in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. This episode was pre-recorded at my villa in East Vancouver on the traditional unceded territory of the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Hello, good evening, welcome to the show. My name is John, your typical host at this time, and I will be playing rock and electronic music for the next 2 hours. This is episode 40. It is an all-original episode or research episode, and it's my last deep dive of 2020 into new music and other finds. This is a really good show tonight. There's so much great new and new-to-me music, especially in the first hour, hour and a half. It's also worth noting that my unsolicited push to get this show on community radio in two other Western Canadian markets is now on. To anyone representing any one of the four stations I've contacted, Happy New Year and welcome. This is a typical episode, and a great episode, although it does go off the rails a bit late, but I think I pull it out of the fire. And of course, Happy New Year to everyone at the station and to our listenership. So yes, this is a great episode in my opinion, and I think I do pull it out of the fire late, but focusing on the here and now and what's coming up next in this episode, it's about covenants. Covenants in that if I already like a song or several from a particular artist, the odds are good that if they have more music, I will find more songs I like. Conversely, if I research new artists, in other words, artists who do not yet have covenants, only one in about 20 make the cut, so the odds are much lower. Not that I didn't look for new music from new bands for this episode, but I've been keeping up with that all year, so there's only so much. So the bulk of tonight's music, the low-hanging fruit, comes from artists and bands that I've already featured on this show that have covenants. There's well over 400 bands to choose from, and it yielded brand new music as well as stuff I've apparently passed over going back as far as 2009. Of the new stuff, there's new Homeshake, there's a new single from B-Boys, there's also a new song from Omni covering Billy Joel. There are three cover songs on the program tonight, including that one. The other covers are of Dead Boys and XTC. Also new is Lee Paradise, which is a pseudonym, or perhaps the real name, of the guy from Hooded Fang. So it's like a whole new Hooded Fang record, and it's quite good. Also, there's new stuff from Moon King. Moon King is big on tonight's show. When I started up research for this episode, I found out two good things right away. The first was a bit unrelated. It's that Aqueduct's 2005 album, I Sold Gold, has been reissued on vinyl. So I ordered a copy of that. I thought I would never get that on vinyl. The second was that Moon King is now CanCon, which is incredible. Before he was based in Detroit, and now he is out of Windsor, Ontario. Now, I don't care if he took the bridge, the tunnel, or the chopper. All I know is Canadian music just got that much better, so cheers to that. Anyway, huge show tonight. So many great songs, it's impossible to pick a winner. From the top of the hour, that was Orange's Band from 2009. Then it was two from Palm's 2015 album, Trading Basics. I thought I had all of Palm's music, but it doesn't matter what I thought or think. Then it was Royal Headache from their 2015 sophomore album that I once read would never happen, so I never bothered to look for it until now. Again, great show tonight. We'll be right back.
Thank you.